This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, hour two is, well, it's on. And we got Jeffrey Jackson slated to join us. We're going to be talking about cell phone radiation and cancer. Also, Big Pharma pushing your pediatrician aside. Who needs your pediatrician? Big Pharma doesn't. I've warned you doctors that when you wake up and become conscious beings, yes, spiritually conscious beings, and you go, I cannot fathom injecting one more child with toxic poisons, Big Pharma's going to go, that's it. We're done with you. Yeah, don't give a flip about your license, your medical degree. You're done. We're going to bypass you. And guess who's going to be vaccinated next? Librarians. Well, not immediately. Eventually, the librarians are going to be used when the pharmacists get pangs of consciousness and spirituality. Then they're going to go, we're not doing it either. The nurses are already going to abandon it. So who's left? Librarians. Which books are they reading? We'll find out. Jeffrey Jackson on tap. Now, the alien agenda, Super Don. I just noticed that we ended hour two on an alien story, not like aliens from South America. No, we're talking like, you know, maybe they're living in South America too, because the pyramids down there, like the pyramids in Egypt, there's some weird technology. There's some weird laser-cutting devices that could you duplicate even today? I don't know. But somebody commented about archaeologists, archaeological sites found artifacts here on Earth that prove that there was a superior race before us. And I'm not so certain of that. I'm not so certain of that. Because if they were so superior, where are they now? Yeah. Where are they now? They're so superior, where did they go? Unless they're like, we're out of here. We're going to that cigar-shaped alien probe because we want to ride on, I don't know.
There is some cool stuff out there. If you watch a lot of like these TV shows where they found these different things, there's no real it doesn't prove anything in the strictest definition of the word. It doesn't prove, but it definitely shows that there's some stuff we don't understand and that we can't explain. And so one can speculate that that is the case.
Go back to the stories of Atlantis and Lemuria, right? And you know, you've got these ancient things going back from Plato's time. Were these fantasy stories of just pretend and make up? No, there's a lot of history we don't know. There's recorded history. There's also the rewritten history of the modern era. We talk about the erasing of recent history, like Flexner Report of 1910, or eliminating all real medical history in America. You have to read Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter to know what happened. Really, to know what happened. And that's recent history. You don't think they can monkey with history before that? Of course. They've always known that if you rewrite history, erase certain things, you can control the present and the future. Speaking of the future, I mentioned this off the air. I'll mention it on the air now for all my listeners in the Tampa Bay area. I am planning to come to the SoHo Senpa conference. That's for the natural products industry, and that's for the health food stores in Orlando. And that's the first weekend typically in December or the very last weekend in November, and it kind of coincides. So the last Thursday of November, which I think is the 29th, it looks like I will be at Abby's Health Food Store in Tampa, a store I've visited many times since the 1990s and lectured many times.
And we had somebody ask in the chat room there, Superdon. I don't know if you saw it. Well, what's he going to be talking about? Does it really matter what I'm going to be talking about? You just come anyway. It's going to be good. I don't know. If Robert said, well, what is he talking about? I'm like, if that's
doesn't
the case,
matter,
why you listen to the radio show? Does it really matter? It'll be great. I look forward to seeing all my friends in the Tampa Bay area. So come out and see me. Mark that date in the calendar, Thursday evening. We don't have a time yet officially, so we'll talk about that more later. Do you want to add something to that, Mex, or should we go to Grandma and Grandpa right now?
What's up with Grandma and Grandpa?
Well, and Grandma's in the chat room, so Mom's in the chat room, so maybe we could ask her. But it's a story about longevity. And this is CNN making up for the alien story, or like bumming you out just because, you know, we got your hopes up about alien agendas, and now, well, we're not sure. But your grandma may be old, it says, but that doesn't mean you will be, according to researchers. Like, what is that? That's not happy news. Like, my mom's now 84, going to 85, and she was not going to be 84, 85, much less 80, the way she was going. She's written about her story in From Israel to America, A Life of Many Colors, From Israel to America, her story. Talks about her health scares and concerns and what changed for her when she went organic, like we went organic. And she used homeopathy for the liver and detoxified her body and how it transformed her health so that she, in her 80s, can go out dancing regularly and not suffer from cancer and dementia and all these other things. So here's a story about, you know, the ancient ones, our grandparents, right? And if you're happy because your grandma and grandpa or your mom is really old and is alive, and you're like, that means I'm automatically going to do it. They say that maybe, I don't know, is it 10% DNA? But the vast majority of your longevity is due to what? Environment. What you're eating. You know, this is where did I actually diss on people eating Chick-fil-A on the radio, or was that only on the break? Or have I lost my entire audience?
I think that was the majority of it. I think it was on the break.
Okay, because you know my concern is that the quality of the food matters so much that you would then go, well, you know, everybody at church is eating Chick-fil-A, so I should too, because it's chicken, right? What could be wrong with chicken? Well, what are the chickens eating in factory farms? Are they eating species-appropriate diets? I know chickens will eat anything. But is it genetically modified? Are they eating GMO grains? A lot of them are. Are they being treated with antibiotics or other artificial things? And when they fry them up, what oil are they using? GMO vegetable oil? Canola? I don't know. What are they using? And then what are they using in the coating to fry these chickens? Again, I'm not just picking on Chick-fil-A here. This is most all of the fast food restaurants, but that happens to be the one that people who are conscious and eat better than the average bear, American bear, still go, we're going there, right? Can't wait to get, oh, the smell. What is it? Is it MSG? I don't know. But if the grains are not organic, you know they're soaked in glyphosate. They're punching holes in your kids' bellies or yours. I'm sorry to burst your gastrointestinal bubble, but I'm not the one doing it. The glyphosate-encrusted chickens are. And so in terms of longevity, you go, great that mom and dad or grandma and grandpa are living into their 80s and 90s. That doesn't guarantee you do just because they do. Yeah, no, I get it that there is some percentage of, you know, genetic strengths and weaknesses that may indicate longevity, but we're all dealing with an intoxicated environment. And most of our elders lived at a time, if they're old enough, when the environment was a lot cleaner, even from a radiation exposure. Background levels of radiation rose in the mid-20th century after World War II, with all of the explosions, the tests. And then we add to that the clean energy of nuclear energy. How much of that? Much less the disasters like Fukushima and other things like that. And then we add pesticides, herbicides. Again, it's a lifestyle choice. We are not given the choice. We have to take that choice back. Because if you're waiting for the government to sanction it, yeah, the USDA is going to come out and go, yep, everybody should eat organically grown foods. Good luck waiting for that one. You have got to figure this out on your own and say, you know what, I feel like I want to be on this planet as long as possible for my family, for my kids, for their kids. And while I'm here, I'd like to have a health span, not just a lifespan. And I know Billy Joel sang the song, Only the Good Die Young. But again, if you are here to just live hard, flame out, and die young, you know, that's a choice you're making. I'm not talking to you guys and gals that are saying that's how you want to live. But those of you who are really here for the long haul, for the transformation, there's a lot of change going on this planet, the people on it, and all of that. And of course, our people, our friends on the left all say, oh, it's global warming. Like, no, it's global harming due to poisoning the planet and the people and the animals on it. Global warming is a scam. It's a ruse. It's going up one way. It's going down another. Let's talk about what really matters. Your access to clean food. Your access to shelter in the cases of the harsh, intense heat or the intense cold. That, right now, we're relying upon oil primarily. A little bit of nuclear as well. So the things that are providing for the conveniences of life and survival to some degree have a detrimental aspect or impact due to pollution or radiation or other things. So what we have to do, my opinion, you might disagree with me, is make the best choices possible to minimize the damage by taking control over that which we have genuine control over. I'm not telling you that you can filter the entire air supply out there of planet Earth. I'm not delusional. But can you clean up the air in your house where you spend most of your time? Can you clean up the water that you're drinking most of the time you're at home, like the Echo Water, the Synergy Science stuff we talk about? These are investments that are far more valuable than having the latest, greatest car and automobile and toy and tool and even, you know, 100-inch flat-screen TV. You know, if you can do all of that, great, more power to you. But the point I'm making is that the choices you make have a much bigger impact than the choices you didn't make in terms of this is the genetics I was born with. Epigenetics, your ability to transform gene expression via what you do. Now, why what you do is determined by what you believe. Because if you believe what I'm telling you is bunk, you're not going to make any change. You're going to continue to eat fast food. You're going to continue to get vaccinated. You're going to continue to support Richard Dickey Pan, the authoritarian medical doctor dunderhead that wants to vaccinate your children with every heavy metal and every antigen and every foreign element of DNA, RNA from aborted fetal cells to animals. But if you believe, as I do, that what you put into your food, what you put into your mind matters, you'll begin to shut down on the mainstream media cacophony, that noise. You'll begin to shut down on the poison and the pollution of genetically engineered ingredients, processed foods, intoxicated pesticide-laden foods, and you'll begin to start growing your own food before you have to. Because by the time you have to, it's too late. That zombie apocalypse means, yeah, you can make your own colloidal silver at home and turn blue. Who cares? Maybe the zombies won't eat you because you're blue. But until that time, folks, you want to be here for a long time, make better choices. And don't play the victim when you say, I can't, but I can't, Robert, I can't. There's always an excuse. Tell God that you can't. Talk to God. Say, God, I can't. Let God talk to you then and see what he says. Or she, however your perspective is on that. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Jeffrey Jackson's going to help us with cell phone radiation technology next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, show notes, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up, including to my guest this hour, Jeffrey Jackson. Also, remember, if you miss a show, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube, with certain segments often appearing at brighteon.com. That's Mike Adams' version of real.video. It's now brighteon.com. And, of course, jeffreyjackson.com. Jeffrey, we covered this last week. I don't think you were here on this, but you've got a more detailed overview of this cell phone radiation and cancer link now acknowledged by government research scientists. Is this possible?
Government research scientists under the umbrella of the Health and Human Services, HHS, and that's at the National Toxicology Program, and they had a 10-year study. $30 million 10-year study looking at radio frequency radiation. So that's basically the stuff coming out of your cell phones. And the interesting thing about that, well, before I get into that, let's see what they found. So what they found is they concluded that the cell phones, now this was 2G and 3G cell phones they're looking at, developed the male rats developed cancerous heart tumors. There's also some evidence of tumors of the brain and adrenal glands of exposed male rats. Now, we've been hearing about brain tumors in cell phones almost since their inception. And even going back before they were rolled out publicly, you had the British military and the U.S. military who were reporting some of these things, too. So the fact that the National Toxicology Program found this was also, I mean, it's just another feather in the cap of people like you and everyone else talking about the dangers of these things. But what's interesting... Yeah, I'm sorry. What was interesting with this study was, because it was inception of 10 years ago, 2G and 3G cell phones were the things they studied because that was what was going on. But we've had such a fast rollout of this technology that even this is the lead toxicologist on the study saying, this is his quote, he says, 5G is an emerging technology that hasn't really been defined yet. from what we currently understand, it likely differs dramatically from what we studied. So, you know, in short, he's saying we have no idea what this stuff does, but 2G and 3G, a much weaker emission, is causing brain tumors, adrenal gland tumors, heart tumors, and other things in these rats.
Yeah. Jeffrey, I was kind of taking a different interpretation when they were making claims that, well, we studied 2G and 3G, but since we hadn't studied the 5G, there's plausible deniability that maybe it's not causing cancer. Maybe that's the safer one, you know. And I don't know if that's actually being said, but that I believe the way the media is kind of spinning it a little bit. They did study it, it's acknowledged, but, hey, we don't have any information on the stuff today. So, hey, just keep using it.
I think you're right on with that analysis. I think you're right on. Well, the senior scientist from the National Toxicology Program, that's the person that I quoted in the actual headline, he said the exposures used in the studies cannot be compared directly to the exposures that humans are experiencing when using cell phones because of the timing and the way the rats were exposed to these. However, they don't go into the fact that with 5G now, as this is rolling out, these boxes are smaller and more distributed in the neighborhoods at a higher density. So they're bathing the houses in this technology, which is millimeter wave, and it's much more intense than 2G and 3G. It doesn't even compare. So in the study, these rats were getting go on.
Well, I was saying this is why it's important that we also focus on ways to counteract the technology. If we can't stop it from happening, if 5Gs are going to be placed every 100 feet, and you are bathed in this, can you do something? Again, we've talked about here on this show the key home technology, QI home, where you're bathing your environment with electrons that protect you when these harmful EM fields are disrupting and penetrating you. They now no longer can because they're interacting with the electrons settling on you. So we're looking at strategies to prevent some of the things we can prevent. Again, I talked about this last segment about doing something to, you know, that which is within your power. If we can't stop 5G, I'd like to say we could, but if we can't, what do you do? Just put your hands up and go, well, can't do anything, or do you invest in technologies to counteract it?
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be, I don't want to rain on the parade, it's going to be tough to stop this. They're anticipating about $275 billion over the next 7 years to build out this next generation 5G network, and that's according to wireless organization CTIA. So we're looking at a pretty formidable enemy here. At the very least, this is non-negotiable. This stuff should not be schooled with small children.
Yeah, no, you're right. The schooling systems with these young kids, you know, we held out as long as we could in terms of cell phone technology with the kids. But at a certain point, you're in this 21st century, got to stay in touch and keep them safe. I get that. But in terms of saturating them all of the time, maybe look into the key me technology. Charlie had it last week when we were together at the lecture I gave at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store, which I'll be tomorrow again. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
A judge in Harris County, Texas, ordered 9 polling locations to stay open until 9 o'clock Eastern Time to accommodate long lines. A judge in Indiana and Georgia has also extended voting hours in those states due to long lines and machines that malfunctioned earlier. We keep hearing about this blue wave. Well, Dan Senior served as an advisor on the Romney-Ryan presidential campaign back in 2012. He explains a blue wave.
A wave is when every close race breaks in one direction.
Results starting to come in. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia did easily beat his opponent, Republican Corey Stewart of Virginia. And also the race in Vermont has been called. Senator Bernie Sanders as well wins re-election. President Trump had nothing on his public schedule today. The president will be watching the election results at the White House. Please keep it tuned right here for the latest election results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, please say thanks to my wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, including my friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com, and utilize it every day. It's been a big part of my recovery in terms of the pain and inflammation as well. And a lot of other things we talk about here. We got Jeffrey Jackson on board now. We're going to dive in a little bit to the election madness out west in California. The polls are still open there, I believe, for a little bit more time. There's another article, Jeffrey, you wrote about big pharma profiteers push aside your pediatrician. Now, Jeffrey, I know the angle you're taking here, and it's important. I've also taken it down to the next logical extension. Because once doctors wake up and become conscious, they begin to look at what's in a vaccine and they say, I don't think I can give this to an innocent little child or baby. Then what happens? Well, at this point now, they attack those doctors because they're too few and far between. But what happens when they wake up en masse? And then the nurses do. Well, they go to the pharmacists and the pharmacists go, we'll inject until they wake up. And then who's next? And I said, They don't need the doctors. They'll just go to the librarians. They'll deputize people at the public health departments. And I think this is where you're going with this article.
You bet. You bet. And I started off the article by describing the boiling frog approach. And there's another name for that called the totalitarian tiptoe. So for the listeners, it's pretty self-explanatory. You have something you want to do. Now I say you want to do. Perhaps Big Pharma wants to do, or someone that they've lobbied that's in office currently. But if you were to do it all at once, the population would, there'd be a backlash. There'd be severe distaste for anybody trying to do this. So it's incremental, tiny steps. And I believe we're at some type of end game here, because the final step has, in a way, has been shown, one of the final steps. And what that was became really clear in a recent paper in the journal Pediatrics. And the paper was by Richard Pan, who's a Sacramento senator, and then UC Hastings law professor Dory Reese. And they wrote this article titled "Vaccine Medical Exemptions Are Not a Delegated Public Health," or I'm sorry, "Vaccine Medical Exemptions Are a Delegated Public Health Authority." And you ask, delegated by who? Well, the state, not the doctor, not the person that is seeing the patient, not the doctor-patient relationship. That doesn't mean anything anymore. It's the state. So they specifically said that, quote, granting medical exemptions to legally required vaccines is not the practice of medicine, but a delegation of the state. So this is a very interesting point. And it goes on also to say in this article that essentially, this is a quote, essentially physicians are fulfilling an administrative role for the state. So they're trying to redefine the physician and the doctor-patient relationship as just essentially an administrative role for the state.
I'm not kidding. You doctors think you've got special status with your degree and license. You're disposable to the state. If you don't play along, if you don't play ball with Big Pharma, because you wake up one day and you have pangs of consciousness and you become spiritually focused in your life, you go, I can't do this anymore. They will throw you out like yesterday's news. They're already attacking doctors who are authorized already by their license, right, to assess patient needs and in patient care. They say, you know what, I'm going to provide you a medical exemption because I don't think this would be a medically good idea for you to get this vaccine. This is motivated by the few percentage points that are very small of doctors, even smaller of doctors, that are providing this for the people that say, you know what, we had another child that had a vaccine injury. We don't think we want to do this to our other child. They want to prevent doctors from being able to give an exemption, to have the autonomy to do so, to be a doctor and to enter into a doctor, sacred doctor-patient relationship, which is long gone with medical licenses. And in this case, as right. you've said, it's an administrative task. Let's let the librarian do it. She's on the payroll.
Yep. And, you know, it's interesting. So let's look at 2015, Richard Pan. This was in the official assembly committee hearing, the transcript. And a man named Rob Bonta says to Pan, I have asked the author, Richard Pan, to take an amendment to clarify that medical exemption is entirely within the professional judgment of a physician. And we have agreement on that amendment. To that, Richard Pan says yes. So Governor Brown signed SB 277, and it explicitly provided an exemption when a physician believes that circumstances in the judgment and sound discretion of the physician so warrant. So what that means, in short, is Richard Pan, when he made SB 277, California's forced vaccination bill, was all about the medical exemption being in the physician's hands.
Right. Here we are. We're not going to take it away. We're not going to take it away. Here you are threatening to take it away. This is why, you know, Dickie Pan needs to go home or wherever. Send him out. Send him packing. If he gets voted back in by the people of Sacramento, leave the state. There's no hope. And as I said, even if Eric Frame wins, and I sure hope he does, it's not a panacea solution either. You've got a lot of other Democrats that have sold the children of California to the pharmaceutical bidders, the highest bidders. And are they all going to be replaced? I mean, are they all last-minute efforts to replace anybody who voted yes on SB 277? I don't know. I don't think so. So, you know, what's going to happen next? By the way, quick update on the election, now the Florida governor race. Again, this is too close to call. It's like one percentage point, but now DeSantis is up. I know this is going to be old news later, but I have to acknowledge, I don't know which way it's going. It's very close in Florida. But in terms of what's happening in California specific to the Eric Frame race, Your article is very important for people to understand where this is going, and I wish all doctors would pay attention that they are just one little bit of bad behavior away from losing their license or their privileges to do that which they thought they were going into with good intentions, hopefully, for the most part, and finding out that that was only a carrot that they dangled, and once you got in, you realized how little control you have over your own destiny as a doctor should you wake up and see the error of your ways.
That's right. And in fact, Stat News, which is typically pro-pharmaceutical from what I've seen, they actually reported that the bulk of pharmaceutical money, campaign funding and lobbying has went to the Democrats, and that's just been in its final quarter, the final push. So that kind of it corroborates what you're talking about going on in California. Now, any doctors out there listening, you know, in 2015, talking about some of this stuff, people were thinking it's not going to get that bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people with a historical perspective are going, yes, it is. This is the first step. SB 277 is the first step. So we have Richard Pan and then Dori Reese, law professor. And these people are pro, I call them rabid pro-vaccine intelligentsia, if you will, without the intelligence.
But they're collectivists. You must know they are collectivists. They do not believe in the individual. They believe in a collectivist reality to them. And that is very dangerous for, as I said, the ultimate minority in America is not black, it's not red, not white, not yellow, not a religious minority. It's the individual. And the Republican form of government was designed to protect the ultimate minority, the individual, and they've run roughshod over it, violated the Constitution of the state of California, much less the federal Constitution, in doing so. The autonomy of your body, sacred. And our founders knew it, but they didn't put medical freedom into the Constitution. We go back to Benjamin Rushsteiner of the Declaration of Independence, who kind of said, hey, you know, I might want to consider this. And we're suffering still to this day because of what wasn't put in.
That's right. And to focus on the other author of this paper, talking about medical exemptions being a delegation by the state, Dori Reese has publicly and famously said, this is viral meme material throughout the internet over the last year, that, quote, we can certainly go further than school immunization mandates. She goes on to say criminal laws for certain vaccine exemptions would certainly, she says, be constitutional to have here. I don't think so. But then if that's not jaw-dropping enough. Now, these are the people that are trying to make policy. So please pay attention to this. This is the head-spinning quote of the evening as far as I'm concerned. Quote, sending police to force vaccination is not something done easily, but it can be done. Now, this wasn't whispers behind some closed door. This was at a public forum for professionals, for medical professionals and for the people that are kind of driving this behind the scenes. It's on the internet. It's a YouTube clip. Everyone can see it. And these are the people writing these policy papers. So if you think they're going to stop, and like you said, Eric Frame is not the panacea, uphill battle is an understatement if he gets in, or hopefully when he gets in, but it's a start. We got to get some of these people like Pan out because they are going for broke. And mm-hmm. We know what broke looks like. It looks like a knock on the door. And I'm using their own words to say that. I hate to say that, but they want to go door to door.
Yeah, they do. They do. They want to visit violence upon you and your children by force. And, you know, the win of an Eric Frame would send a message. I do agree. And it will send a message to other politicians. And I'm not talking about just the message to Big Pharma and all of that. I'm talking about the other politicians that will say, man, if they could take Pan out, who got more money from Big Pharma than anybody, I'm vulnerable too. And they're going to think twice or three times now that they're not going to have a long, cushy life in government if they continue to put forward these tyrannical interventions, violations of fundamental sanctity and sovereignty of the family, and of parents and of children, and all, you know, again, the mandating of the nurses to get vaccinated. Once they're smart enough to see through this. You know, we've seen victories in Canada recently, and I think you've been reporting on that as well. So inevitably, we're going to win, but how many casualties will be suffered along the way? How many children will have to be sacrificed under these collectivist mandates in California or other states?
That's right. And they'll never answer that question when they talk about herd immunity. If you ask that question, Dell famously asked everyone that question publicly. How many people are you willing to sacrifice for this mythical herd immunity? Never will they have an answer to that. Well, here's some good news. The paper I'm talking about, the paper that Pan and Reese authored to try to take away medical exemptions to give them to the state, that there's been a letter sent to the journal Pediatrics and the head editor asking for a retraction. It's a 34-page letter.
I saw that.
Letter chronicles, yes, chronicles the misleading, false, and unreferenced information, false conclusions based on unscientific assumptions, and then also the undisclosed conflicts of interest of Richard Pan. So to this, I'm kind of right on the cusp here. I'm in contact with the persons that sent that letter. And as soon as something changes, I have a feeling they're going to have to address it. Will they retract it? Yeah. I'm not sure. But there's 34 pages of evidence looking at them in the face. So I hope they do.
Well, maybe Richard Pan, when he's retired from the Senate there in California, can go into writing science fiction, fan fiction for Big Pharma, you know, groupies or something. Because he's making stuff up, as he did in that letter, as you said. He's making stuff up, not referenced in any way, shape, or form appropriately or in a valid way. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, doing such great work. I appreciate you. And JeffreyJackson.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, go to RobertScottBell.com. There's a direct link in the show notes. Back talking Gravitationally Challenged next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You two better not ban us for playing Fat by Weird Al. They better not. Listen, what state do you live in? Do you live in the most gravitationally challenged state in the nation? Or do you live in a state where apparently gravity is not working as well and you're just floating around the state light as a feather? That's the question as we wrap up today's Robert Scott Bell Show. In a non-political fashion, we're just going into the question of which state is the fattest? Which state is the most gravitationally challenged? And Super Don, this coming through WalletHub.com. I don't know where. They must be pulling this out of some scientific research because they've actually listed from number 1 to 51. I thought there were 50 states. Do they include the District of Columbia? Is that why? They must have.
They must have. They must. Yes, they did. So you've got 1 through 51. This is all pulled from statistics from the CDC, the latest data. And, so, where do we want to start here?
Why not start with the District of Columbia?
Okay.
Right? Now, what's interesting about this is it's like 47th on the list. And I'm thinking, that means it's like one of the lightest states in the nation, like as far as lead. It's probably because they didn't do fat cats. Right? That explains that.
They
did the fat cats in D.C. would be number one
hot
on the fat
air,
list.
Hot air does not weigh much, I guess.
It lifts them up. So apparently not a lot of fat people in D.C., but they're eating well. Perhaps they can afford all the organic food that some of you claim you can't afford, although Costco has it pretty cheap. Now, number one on the list, the fattest state in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi.
Mississippi, yes.
Overweight, obesity rank. And overweight prevalence rank number one. And, you know, have you been to Mississippi? I know you were in Louisiana for a while.
You know what? I didn't make it to Mississippi. I mean, it wasn't too terribly far from where I was, because I was in Louisiana. Just a little jaunt to the
Number six on the list of the fattest
number
states.
Six,
Louisiana.
Number six. And I believe it, because the food down there is so good.
Yeah, that you just get overeat it?
You can't help but eat. But, yeah, they rank number six, six in the country.
What about sedentary aspects? I mean, when you were in Louisiana, was it like people just not a lot of exercising, not a lot of biking, running, doing things like that?
Because,
you know, it takes more than just
Louisiana
eating.
Is not known for being a crunchy granola state. Mm-hmm. There probably was not as much exercising going on there as, say, what's going on in your neck of the woods now. No.
Well, look at the two leanest, if you will, or lightest states.
Yeah, right?
On this obesity list, number 50 and 51, Utah and Colorado. Part of the Rocky Mountain states. Now, it's sort of counterintuitive with Colorado. You can sort of understand with Utah, because Utah's not a big cannabis state. Colorado, big cannabis state. Right? Wouldn't the munchies make everybody in Colorado fat just breathing the air? I mean, wouldn't that be your speculation?
You would think so. But listen, Colorado... Mm-hmm. It is kind of the opposite of what you got going on in Louisiana. They are kind of a crunchy granola place. They're very much into exercise and fitness, and being very health conscious. And so what you've got there is, let's say, the stereotype does not stick in Colorado when it comes to cannabis, because a lot of people out there are using cannabis, but they're also physically fit as well, and they're active, which is, like I said, you don't think of exercise. You think of Cheech and Chong when you think of cannabis, right?
There's a quality of life related to exercise, outdoorsiness, and I think those two states do win on that account. Lowest percentage of overweight children. Oregon, number 50, and Utah, 51. So I noticed this because in Florida there was a lot of fat kids. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I asked my daughter. She's like, in your new school, do you see a lot of fat kids? No, hardly any at all. It's very different.
Right.
Very different. Right. So you were overweight kids too. Folks, get active. Eat cleaner foods. And if you have a church picnic, please bring organic non-GMO foods to share, or eat your own if nobody else is going to invest in their temple the way you do. The sacredness of life itself, that you would care for your bodies enough to give it the best. And you probably give it, the high-octane, purest gasoline to your car. Feed your kids, not high-octane gasoline, but you know what I'm saying, organic non-GMO food. Hey, thank you, Jeffrey Jackson. Remember, tomorrow we'll be live from the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Salt Lake City, Sugar House location. I'm hoping Paul Barratera will be with me. Also, I've got a lecture right after the show, and during the show, we'll have Michael Terrell from Whole Tones. We'll learn about Whole Tones to sleep tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Good luck with all your favorites. The power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.